good to be here in the house of the Lord.
Yep.
Amen. It's good to be saved.
Yep.
Amen. It's good to know that God's still in the saving business.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. It's good to know that God still heals the sick. Amen. It's good to know that miracles are being performed at this very second. Amen.
Yeah.
All because God is still on the move. Amen.
Amen.
At church, I tell you what today, I just feel good. Amen. To know, amen, that God is for me and not against me. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says, yeah. I remember, he said, amen, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
Amen. Boy, that's mighty powerful. Amen.
Yeah.
And to know that we have an almighty God. Yeah. Amen. A powerful God that will stand for us. Amen. When the battle gets tough. Amen. When it gets rough and rocky. Amen. And God is there on the front lines for us. Amen.
Yeah.
Ain't that good to know tonight?
Yeah.
Amen, church.
Yeah.
I tell you what. My brother's already told you, and I've told you, amen. I've got a baby, amen, due at any time. God has blessed my family far beyond what I deserve.
Amen.
I got two foster kids at home, amen, that God's blessed us with to continue blessing us in their lives. Amen. And, you know, we got to thinking about a name for the baby that we're having. And, you know, we kept thinking about all these different names come up. Amen. We finally settled on the name Malachi. Amen. Malachi Jackson. Amen. That's the baby's name. But you know what I got to thinking today? Amen. All the names we got to thinking of, amen, for this baby, all the names that's out in this world, there's nothing greater than the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's nothing above that name.
Right.
Amen. There's nothing that can top it. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Jesus is the best name ever thought of.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. There's none above that name. Amen. When we got to talking about our pastor today, amen, Jerry was supposed to go to the doctor. Amen. And he went, and they're supposed to get news. And more likely he's going to have surgery. Amen. We expected him to be out of church for 2 or 3 months. Amen. I thought he was going to put me to work for a little while. Amen. But church, we got to pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Something's going to happen for him. Amen. He went to the doctor today and found out there is no surgery needed. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, the devil's got to play. Amen. Amen. A couple shots to the knee and he's right back out again. And church, in the name of Jesus Christ, the great and powerful name, amen, the devil has to move.
Amen.
Boy, ain't that good to know tonight? Ain't that good to know that any problem you have in your life, amen, any situation you go through, amen, is not too big for Jesus, amen. Not too big for him to take on for you tonight. Amen. I promise you, I'll get to the message here in a second. Amen. But amen, Lord, put something on your heart, Brother Joe. Amen. You got to take on with it. Amen. That's how good God moves through you. Amen. If you open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your home, open up your workplace, God will move right on through. Praise God tonight. Amen. Oh, that's good stuff. Amen. Eat it up. Watch there. Amen. Philippians chapter 2. Amen. We're going to start from verse 9. Amen. I'll give you time to find it. Amen. Take your time. Amen. God is not on no time limit tonight. Amen. We got here and it starts at 6:30. Yes. Amen. But when God says it's enough, it's enough. When God says keep going, we'll keep going. Amen. We're not on no time limit. Amen. Praise God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Boy, I want y'all to listen to this. Oh, I love these verses right here. Amen. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. It ain't a lot of reading. Amen. But I don't think you need much reading to cover that. Amen. Jesus is the name above all names. Amen. Jesus will get you through. Amen. When you need that lifeline. Amen. When you're driving in life storms. Amen. When the waters get too choppy. Amen. Jesus throws you a lifeline. Amen. He's all you need tonight. Amen. Church, if you're going through something at home. Amen. You may be facing something that other people don't understand. I just know Jesus understands what you're going through.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Boy, it's so easy, Caleb. Amen. We talk. Amen. Jesus didn't go through that, Brother Caleb, what I have to go through every day. Amen. Jesus didn't have to face the problems that I face with every day. Amen. Jesus didn't have to face all these nasty people in this life. Amen. Such a wicked nation. Amen. Jesus didn't have to face that wrong, brother. Amen. The Bible says He walked among sinners. Amen. He was a man just like me and you. He took it on the chin just like me and you. He said it 100 times worse. Amen. Amen. Jesus paid the ultimate price, amen, for us. The ultimate price, amen, that none of us can pay. Amen. And because He did that, at the name of Jesus, the devil has to flee. Amen. A powerful name, amen, as above all names tonight. Amen. Church, you can't get that from a fortune cookie. Amen. You can't get that in a baby name book. Amen. You can't Google something to top it. Amen. Jesus is the top of the list. Amen. Boy, ain't God good. Amen.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh, boy. Hey, amen. The Bible talks about all the miracles that He worked. Amen. I preached a message and the church is here with me. I thank God for my church being here tonight. Amen. I preached a message. Amen. All the miracles that God performed. Amen. Healing the blind. Amen. Healing the lame. Raising the dead. Amen. But you know what? They did that in the name of who? Amen. Jesus Christ. He said that I spoke to you. Amen. Come up from the dead. I say, open your eyes so you can see. I said, take up thy bed and walk in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's nothing too big for my God. Amen. Oh, it said God highly exalted Him above everything. Amen. Above all names tonight. Amen. Church, when I see that and I hear that, and I think about how powerful that is in my life that I face each and every day. And church, I go through struggles. I go through trials and tribulations. We all do. Amen. When we get saved, I believe the devil works just as hard. Amen. To take us down, to destroy us. Amen. But with Jesus, amen. Amen. Taking hold of your hand. Amen. And guiding you each and every day. The devil, once again, has to flee. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The devil has to flee. Oh boy. Amen. I remember the story, amen, of David and Goliath. Amen. What did he say? You come to me with a spirit and sword, but I came to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. He didn't need no gun. Amen. He didn't need a bazooka. He didn't need a tank to take him down. He didn't need a million troops to go out there and be on the ground. Amen. He took one stone, and in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, the giant come to a fall. Boy, ain't that good. Amen. We think our problems are bad. We think our problems are bad. Amen. It ain't nothing. Amen. If you're saved here today, amen, if you truly believe in the power of God, amen, and what He can do in His healing power, amen, church, our problems is nothing. Amen. The Bible says there's nothing too hard, amen, for God to handle. There's nothing too much. There's nothing above His level. Amen, church, God is above all. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. He sent His Son to die for us.
Yep.
Amen. To die the awful death. Amen. A death that no man can counter. No man can reenact. Amen. He died an awful death. Amen. Once again, He ascended to heaven when He rose from the dead. Amen. One day, that name, Jesus Christ, amen, will split the eastern skies and come back and get His children. Amen. That name, amen, that people fear so most right here in this world. Nobody wants to believe in God. Nobody, a lot of people don't believe in Jesus. Atheists out there right now, just very second. Amen. Trying to prove that there is no God. Amen. They're trying to prove that Jesus didn't exist. They're trying to prove there was no cross. They're trying to prove that stone never rolled away. But church, let me give you news, amen. It most certainly did, because my Bible tells me so. That was written by God Himself. Amen. There's nothing, there's no lie in that book.
Right,
it's all truth.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Jesus. Amen. At the name of Jesus, the devil has to flee. Amen. What a lovely name. Like the name of Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. I've got another scripture here. I'm going to read.
Amen.
I tell you, I was driving today, and I got to look at me, and I got to think at me, and I got this message, and I said, Lord, You're putting this message in my heart. I need something. Preachers, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, man, you get a message. You're thinking about something, Brother Eric. Hey, man, and you're saying, Lord, show me something. This is it. You give me something. Hey, man, I got past KFC on Jefferson, and I thought about the name of Jesus. I passed it. I said, Lord, show me something. Hey, man, I passed the rescue mission. And on the sign it says, what is above any name? But Jesus Christ. Hey, man, it has scripture there for me to read. Hey, man, if God can't give you on a silver platter what to do, amen, brother, take a back seat. Amen. God moves. Amen. In ways that we don't understand. In ways that we can't see. But if we call on that name, Jesus. Oh, boy, what a work He can do.
Amen.
Oh, praise God tonight. I feel good. I don't know about you. Amen. I love the Lord. I love the name of Jesus. Amen. Because I remember what He brought me from.
Amen.
Boy, I've got family. Amen. I can tell you. In church, you've heard it a million times. Hey man, I've got family sitting right up here. Hey man, the front pew can tell you how far God brought me from. That name, Jesus Christ, amen. At times where I didn't want to hear that name come out of their mouths. At times where I didn't want to hear the word church come out of their mouths. Amen. But I knew, amen, there was a name, Jesus Christ. I knew there was a God. Amen. A lot of times you try to run from Brother Eric and you're lost and you're stupid. Amen. Let's just be real here. Amen. I was dumb in a box of rocks. Amen. I run from God, but God came for me. Amen. The song says He came looking for me. Amen. He knew when I was in trouble. He knew how far out I've gotten. But the Bible says He leaves the 99.
That's right.
Yeah.
To go find the one. Amen. Got away.
Yep, it did. Yep.
Praise God tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Acts chapter 4. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. I love this verse here. I love this verse right here. I want you to take this. I want you to soak it in tonight, church. If you don't get anything out of this message, get this verse right here. Amen. You mark it down, highlight it, paper clip it, whatever you got to do. Amen. Just make sure you soak this in. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation any other. Amen. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Right.
Amen, church. Brother Eric's preached on it many times. Brother Eric. Amen. There ain't a Muhammad. Amen.
Right.
Amen. There ain't no Buddha statue you can put on a tray. Amen.
Right.
And set on your coffee table. Amen. There ain't something you can hang up on a wall. Amen. And roll out a rug and bow to. Amen. It's just a picture. It's just a statue. Amen. It's just a grave out there with their bones in it. But I serve a God. Amen. Amen. We're a son. If you try to go see His tomb today, amen, it's empty. There's nothing in there. Amen. Because He's alive and well. Amen. And He's working today. He's moving in my heart. He's moving in your heart. Amen. And He's moving in your homes and your workplace today.
Amen.
Amen, church.
Praise the Lord.
My God is very, very, very much alive.
Right.
Amen. He lives right here. Amen.
Amen.
His Son rose. Amen. From the dead.
Right.
I believe that today.
Amen.
The Bible says when He was on the cross, He gave up the ghost. Earthquakes started happening. Amen. The temple was torn from top to bottom. Amen. People said, oh boy, we made a mistake. He said, boy, by then it's too late, but they're about to meet their maker then. Praise God. Amen. Had 3 days He sat down on tomb. Amen. And Jesus came forth.
Amen.
God's got big plans for us. You know that?
Amen.
God had big plans for Jesus. Amen. He said, this guy ain't done yet. Amen. He's going to come up from this tomb. I'm going to take him home for a little while. Amen. He's going to come back. He's going to get the rest of my children.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that something tonight?
Yep.
At the name of Jesus,
right,
the devil has to flee.
Amen.
There is no other name tonight, church. Amen. You ain't going to be able to get saved any other way.
No.
Amen. If you stray away from God, amen, you can't go talk to your mom and daddy, amen, to help you get back where you need to be. Amen. You can't go talk to your brother and sister, amen, to help you get back where you need to be. Amen. But the salvation you can find, amen, is getting down on your bended knee, amen, and talking to the man named Jesus Christ. Amen. The name above all names. Amen. Your anchor in a time of storm. Amen. The help. Amen. The stronghold. Amen. That the Bible tells is right here tonight. Amen. It gives you that help. The name of Jesus Christ. What a name. Amen, tonight. I love the Lord tonight. I know what He's capable of. Amen. I know what He can do. Amen. I've got 2 foster kids and my church knows, my family knows who they are. Amen. Come from rough homes. Amen. Amen. Come from very rough homes. Our 4-month-old baby, we got him when he was 1 month old. Amen. They went and got a call, a welfare check on him. Amen. A little baby now, 1 month old. Got a welfare check and went to his house and found this baby lying on a bed, swallowed, amen,
pills all the way around that baby. Amen. Parents are gone. They're out of there. They're left with a stranger. Amen. The stranger said, this is 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Amen. The stranger said, you need to change his diaper and feed him. He ain't had nothing to eat or been changed since 4 o'clock today. Amen. I don't know who his parents are. Amen. I was just here and they left them with me. Amen. But you know what? Do you know what? Amen. Jesus said, hey, Mr. Caleb Brown, I got a job for you. Amen. Mr. Miss April, I got a job for you. Amen. I called you not only for the ministry of the church, hey, but I called you to the ministry to help other people. Amen. The Bible says to lift up your brother and sister. Amen. Lift up the children that are in need. Amen. He said, I've got a job for you. Amen. They brought us that 1-month-old baby. Amen. At 10 o'clock at night, they brought us a precious gift. Amen. Amen. That Jesus provided for us. Amen. Church, and that baby one day, amen, is going to live a life. Amen. That's pleasing to God. I truly believe that. And the Bible says if you train them up in the right way, amen, they won't depart from it. Amen. Jesus works in mighty ways. Amen. And we don't understand and we don't see. Amen. God's got big plans for us. Amen. But it's going to take the name of Jesus Christ to fulfill them plans. Do you know that? Book of Jeremiah 29. He said, this I know the plans for you. Amen. Ain't that good? He knows your life better than you do. Boy, ain't that the trouble we get into sometimes? Amen. We know our lives better than God. Huh? Come on, church. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. We may have plans. Well, I'm going to stay home tonight. I don't have time for church. I'll stay home and watch TV. Hey, God's got different plans for you. Amen. There's a singing going on. Amen. I think I'll just stay home and I ain't going to go to that singing tonight. God's got different plans for you. Amen. There's a revival going on down the road at your brother's church. Amen. The Bible says to lift up, not to forsake the assembling. Amen. Amen. To be with your brothers and sisters. Amen. You may say, I don't want to go to that revival. I'll stay home tonight. God's got different plans for you. Amen. He says that the name of Jesus Christ, I can move mountains. I can do all these things for you, but you've got to follow me.
Right.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Amen. Now do we think we know our lives better than God? No, sir. Amen. The sooner we realize that, the better off we are.
Right.
Amen. As soon as this nation realizes that, the better off this nation will be. Amen. We're in trouble today. Amen. I don't have to tell you what's going on in this world. Amen. I'm not going to get involved in politics. And I can tell you, you know what's going on in this world right now. I ain't got to tell you, but you know what that means? Jesus is getting coming close to getting us out of here. Amen. He's coming close. I guarantee you. Amen. If you look up there right now, if you can be there beside him right now, he says, send me. I'm ready to go get him. Amen. But at the name, amen. When God says, Jesus, go get my children. Amen. Bring them home. He's going to come back. Amen. This nation that thinks we're tough. Amen. This world, all these leaders think they're tough. God's going to come back and it says, a name that every knee will bow.
Amen.
Every tongue shall confess. Amen. Amen. Every knee and tongue will confess. Amen. Everything that they've ever done in this life. And this is how big everybody is then.
Mm-hmm.
But at the name of Jesus, amen. Think about that, church. I'm going to ask you to stand there and give me a song. Listen to this tonight, church. I don't know your situation. I don't know your lives. Amen. I appreciate the invite to come preach tonight. God put this on my heart. I believe he gave this message. It's for somebody here tonight. I truly believe that. But listen to me. Let me tell you something. Amen. There's not a storm that you're going through right now in this life. Amen. It's not too big for God. At the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
That mountain's going to move. Amen.
Amen.
At the name of Jesus. That problem that you're facing, that stumbling block you got going on, is going to move. Amen. But you got to have faith. Amen. You got to trust in God. It's going to be done. Amen. You got to look above your help. Amen. And not to your neighbors. Amen. God is in control tonight, church. Just know that God is still on the throne. Amen. Just know that God still saves. Amen. Just know that there's people sick in the hospital. Amen. It can be taken their flesh, pleading breath. God can still intercede and heal that body today. God is still in control at the name of Jesus. Cancer has to flee. At the name of Jesus, that pneumonia's got to leave the body. At the name of Jesus, Sister Peggy. Amen. Bronchitis has got to move. Let it move over. Jesus is here.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. God is still in the throne. God is still in control tonight. Amen. Come tonight. If you have a need in your life, ask you to come. At the name of Jesus in our church. What a lovely name. Like the name of Jesus. Amen. Won't you come? I'll pray with you. Amen. God's here. Amen. He wants to meet you here. You ain't got to do all the work. Amen. God's here. Amen. The Spirit is growing. You come. Amen. Won't you come? At the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The devil has to flee. Won't you come?
a name, amen, above all names. There is no other name greater than the name of Jesus. Why don't you come? Why don't you come tonight? Why don't you come? Amen. Come on, church. You have a need tonight. You have a need tonight. Amen, church. I know there's churches out there today. Amen. Without pastors. Amen. Amen. It's got seeds. Amen. I hear requests all the time. Amen. Different churches I visit. Amen. People love to see the family saved. Amen. Church, that's a mountain that needs to be moved tonight. Amen, church. You got family that wants to be saved. That mountain's got to move. At the name of Jesus Christ, that family can be saved. Amen. God can move in that house tonight. God can move in there while they're sleeping. Amen. At the name of Jesus Christ. The devil has to play tonight. Do you have a need? Why don't you come? Why don't you come?
Mercy.
Mercy. Amen.
Mercy.
The only God can provide tonight.
Mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. At the name of Jesus Christ. What a lovely name. Just like the name of Jesus. Amen. Boy, ain't that good. Amen. What a name that loves to come out of their mouth. I love saying the name Jesus Christ. Amen. Boy, boy, how far has He brought you tonight? How far has He brought you? What has He done for you? Amen. Boy, ain't that good. Ain't that good. Praise God. Praise God. At the name of Jesus. Amen. We found mercy at the cross. Amen. Mercy. I love that song. Amen. A long time ago, Jesus died and showed us mercy that no man can give us. Amen. I want to brag a little bit real quick before I sit down. Amen. I got one of the best phone calls I got in a long time. Amen. Our church has been moving. Amen. Boy, we've been seeing the Spirit move. We've seen one saved. Amen. And we had another one get saved not too long ago. Amen. Jerry called me and told me. He said, Caleb, he said, listen, I've got something to tell you. What's going on? He said, we got a new one get saved. Well, really, who is it? I thought all the church was pretty good. You know, everybody's good. Well, Elijah, where's he at? Elijah, that boy right there. Amen. Got saved. Amen. Another day gave his heart to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Humble as a little child. If you come humble as a little child. Amen. Jesus will hear that. Amen. Ain't that good to know that God speaks in the hearts of the children? Amen. Amen. A child can understand. And you got grown adults. Amen. And sitting at home. Amen. Watching the soap operas. Watching the judge shows. Watching the prices rise. Amen. You can't get them off their platter to go to church. How much you come humble as a little child? Even a little child can understand that he needs the Lord. Amen. A little child knows that he needs the Lord. I got two other boys up here. My nephews, amen. Little children, amen. Understands they need the Lord to make it this life. Amen. I had to understand, amen. I was in church hot and heavy, doing real good. I got out in this whole world. Amen. Got tied up in all the junk that was in it. Amen. I got away from God for a few years. Amen. But I knew I couldn't make it without Jesus. Amen. I knew I had to have Him. I knew He had to be in my life. I knew He had to be in my car when I drove. I knew He had to be in my house when I was in there. Amen. I knew I had to have the name Jesus. Amen. And here I am today. Amen. That's not me. That's God. Amen. It's God working. It's the name of Jesus Christ in my life. Amen. Come humble as a little child.